just a moment to introduce two other members of the Dear Friends whom you haven't met this evening. On piano, Mark Graff. And Gene Thomas on flute. Now, the attitudes of Americans that Foster helped to change in the decade before the Civil War contributed mightily to the political success of abolition. Foster had many emulators in music, and an entire music industry with dozens of professional songwriters grew up. Remember that he was the first professional songwriter in our country. They were spurred on by the appetites of Americans for songs to help them through the war, this war between brothers and between families that was the Civil War. Tending tonight on the old campground by Walter Kittredge of New Hampshire was first rejected by publishers until the Hutchinson family performed it as an anti-war piece. And The Battle Cry of Freedom by Chicago and George Root, also in 1862, helped enlist hundreds of thousands of men to lay down their lives for the cause of emancipation. Here are those two great songs of the Civil War.